Welcome to the Road of Faith Seminar, my friends. So glad you're here, and hope you stay with us through the seminar. We've got some good things coming up here. Words of our Lord, what He did, what brought us into this place with God. Miraculous. The very thought of it, the very idea of it all. Enough to blow your mind. And we can't hardly wrap our minds around the enormity of what we're talking about here. But we're at the part now of the series where we're getting into some serious truths about where we are, who we really are in Jesus now, and what we really have. And what we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks has been talking about this place that He brought us with Him to bring us into with Him with the Father. And so this is an amazing, miraculous thing to try to think about. And yet it is a truth that we need to think about, because it is reality with us. Now, this thing we have, this oneness that we have with the Lord, with the Father, this oneness, the one that we are, is because of what the Lord has done and brought us into this place with Him, and brought us and raised us into this wonderful place with Him, as the scriptures we've been talking about the last couple weeks. And we were over in Ephesians when we left out of here. But I'd like to go back to Romans and just read this part as before we go back into Ephesians again. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, it says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." This is the spirit that we have received from God. The spirit that cries, Abba, Father. That's who we are now. That's who we are. That's what we have now with the Lord, with the Father. Amen. We have this oneness. We are part of the family. We are children of God. Praise God. And it goes on to say in verse 16 here, it says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." So in other words, the Spirit Himself will make real to you in your spirit, your own spirit, that indeed you are hooked up with God. You are the child of God now because of your faith in Jesus, you see. Now you are in that place that Jesus was praying about there in John chapter 17. You are now in that place that was His will, that was the Father's will. You have been brought into that place as this new creature, this new creation. Our main verse is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 that says, if anyone's in Christ, if any person's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everything. Glory to God. Why? Because we've been brought into the family. Everything is new. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Ain't nobody can tell me different, because I know. And you ought to be that same way. Nobody can tell you different. Well, maybe you're not really the child of God. Maybe you're really not a child of God. Well, look here now. The Spirit Himself bears witness with your spirit that you are the child of God. That's right. That you are the child of God. You got that witness of the Spirit within you now. Praise God. And if children, then heirs. And if heirs, heirs of God. Glory to God, heirs of God now. Man, that's what we've got. Look at this. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, that's a big thought. Joint heirs with Christ. We have been placed in the same place as Jesus is. Can you imagine that? The same. We've been put as one with the Lord. We have been infused in this thing, and we have been adopted into this thing. Praise God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. Praise God. And we were in Ephesians chapter 1. We started in Ephesians. And verse 13, we started there, and it says, "In whom ye also trusted," we're talking about Jesus here, "after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed." I believed. Did you believe? Have you believed? Praise God. "That ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit." Now, when you believed him, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. You were sealed, you see. Your spirit. This new creation that we were just talking about. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Inside of your body right now, there's a seal between that perfect spirit, that new creature, between that and this mortal body, this body here. I guess we are sealed, you see, with the Spirit of God. Praise God. And he bears witness with our spirit that we are the children. In other words, he communicates that with us. We know this. We just know it. Praise God. "In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of our purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." Hallelujah. We've got this earnest in us now of what we have, all that we have with God, with the Father. We have this earnest with him. Praise God. Amen, that we are indeed the children of God, and we have this inheritance dwelling within us now. I'll tell you something, we've got it now. We ain't got to wait about it later. We got it now. And we're going to realize it now. I mean, we're going to realize it more later, but we need to realize as much as we can now for the benefit of other people while we're here. And for the benefit of our own family, our own self, to figure out what we've got going on here, what's really real here. That's what we're talking about, what's really real. What's really real? What's really a spiritual truth within you passing on by what's in this material realm? This, what we're talking about here, is greater than the material realm. This, what we're talking about here, is everlasting. This, what we're talking about here, is eternal life. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the life of God, the life of Jesus. We share. We are one with that. And we are part of that, of the family now. Listen, we're not an angel. Somebody said, well, God wanted another angel in his choir and all of that stuff. It's all baloney. We're not an angel. We're not created an angel. No, we're not. We are created in the image of God. We are born of God now. We're born of God. We're like the Lord. We're like the Lord. We look like him. Now, of course, we can't see that. You can't look into at another believer and actually see what they look like, or you can't look what I look like. But let me tell you what, I look like the Lord. In here, according to the Bible, we are like him. As he is, so are we in this world. As he is. I said, as he is, we are. Okay? We're like him inside. Well, you can't see the glory and the light, but it's there. Amen. It's there. Let's proceed on here in Ephesians. The Spirit of God is our inheritance, is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of our purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Praise God. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, those are big words right there. The meaning of those big words right there is that that see there, it's all born in you, but it's be, but you need to perceive some things. You've already got some things, but you need to perceive some things. Amen. That the Lord of our Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Man, that's important. It's big and it's important. The spirit of wisdom. That's what you need to believe for yourself is I've got the spirit of wisdom in me and revelation. Amen. And I am learning and having more knowledge about the Lord every day. Praise God. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory, of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. See how powerful all of this is? How eternal this is? My goodness, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, he's praying this for us, right? That the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. You need to pray this prayer over yourself now. That the eyes of your understanding would be be enlightened. And we need to all pray this prayer over ourselves. Yes, we do. We need to believe this, and we need to receive this, and we need to expand who we are, what our perception of ourselves, and what we have hold of here. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Wow, there's a lot of things in here, isn't there? We're gonna have to go through this pretty, with a fine tooth comb, I guess you could say, to get our minds at least get us headed in the right direction in our thinking, right? And to get ourselves permeated with the truth of what we really have, what really has been given to us, and what has happened in us, and what's been created in us. And that's this series, we tried to scratch the surface along those lines. These many weeks, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about how we could even have this kind of relationship with God. How is it even possible to have this kind of communication, this kind of relationship? We started out talking about that. And we talked about a lot of times how we were made, the actual way we're made inside, the actual part of our spirit, the soul, and what's important in the soul, and we talked about a lot of those things, very important things to talk about who we are, what we really have inside, how we're made, how the Lord has made us, amen, where he dwells, where he speaks to us, and this union, this fusion that we have with him. But all the things that he's talking about right in here in Ephesians, man, we're going to have to spend some time in this, I do believe. I don't think we're probably going to be able to spend enough time in it today. This is, of course, the last one of the series of 2023. This is the last broadcast, the last Know Thyself part in the series for 2023. However, this is not the last one that we're going to be doing. We're going to be going right back into Know Thyself in 2024. I believe the first seminar will be March the 2nd. So I hope that you'll plan to join us there on March 2nd as we're going forward. And I hope to be different by the time I get there. I hope to be learn a little bit more before I get there. I hope you are too. I hope maybe you learn a little bit more before you get there. Maybe you need to review. Maybe there's some seminars you just missed out on. You missed out on some of the journey. Well, the beautiful thing about it is it's all here. You can go to the website and you can travel with us on the website and go through the journey of the Know Thyself series or even the How Long series. Now, that's a whole different kind of a series there. You want to get in depth with me, find out how in the world I got where I am now? Well, we talk about a lot of different things there. The way the Lord took us on a winding road through the How Long series. So you might want to. Now, listen, now, these are journeys. Now, you're not going to get everything in one episode, in one part. You're just not. And these are journeys that are designed for you to stay with us from the first step right on through the last step. And so there's lots of information in these seminars. And you're not going to get it on one. You're not going to get it all on one. And it's not the way the Lord has set it up. Now, some ministries, my goodness, you know, they can get a whole bunch in 10 or 15 minutes, or they can get a bunch in an hour or whatever. You know, some ministries are set up and the Lord flows them a certain way. And the way they do things is the way they do things, right? It's the way they're supposed to be doing things with them and the Lord. Well, this is the way he's doing things with me. And it's different. It's different than even the way I started out in ministry a long time ago. And so it's all different for me now. Everything changed for me pretty much on March 9th of 2022. The ministry, everything changed for me. My perception of what was going on and what I was supposed to do in the future and all kinds of things changed for me then. But it was from hearing this so clearly and directly from the Lord that helped me to guided me, I guess you could say, into this place. And that's kind of what this series has been about is trying to reveal to you what he did in me and to bring the word out to you to see where I'm coming from. So that you'll have a clear understanding of why he did what he did and you know, why it all happened in me. Now the only reason I'm doing this, I'm an example, I guess you could say, but don't make me an example in a lot of ways. But what I'm trying to, I guess, I don't know how else to talk to you except from personal experience here. In my life, and just to be honest and truthful about what happened to me and why it happened and what the Lord said to me and what I believe that he wants you to have, the kind of relationship that he wants you to have with him, and that close personal one-to-one relationship that I'm sharing with the Lord right now. It's wonderful. I mean, it's clear and it's direct and I know what he wants. And I mean, I hear him so clearly and so precisely. And I want to stay there. I don't want to do anything to change that. I want to go deeper with him. I want things to be better than they, you know, than what I've already experienced with him. I know they can be. I know that that's his will. And we just want to go further with him and find out more. And understand more, and that's what this prayer that we're just praying, that we're just talking about here in Ephesians, that's what this is all about. It just is a desire. If you make this prayer your desire in your heart, my goodness, thanks. You're going to see some things. You're going to understand some things about you and him and your direction about everything and about what you have. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, let's read here, starting in verse 17 again, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to read through this, all right? Because it's all so powerful, and we're going to have to go through it real meticulously, because that is where we're going to get a hold of it, all right, when we get into the meticulous parts of it, okay? And I believe that we'll probably get into more meticulously of that next year. When we begin there in March the 2nd, we'll get into more meticulous things here in this Ephesians prayer. But I'll tell you what, it's powerful. It's powerful to believe these things about yourself, understand these things about yourself, and get a hold of these things for yourself now. Nobody can do this for you but you. I mean, man, you've got to desire it. You've got to go after it. Amen. So I'm just going to read this through, okay? And we'll see how much of it we have time to deal with after we get through with it. Praise God. Amen. In verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Amen. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, and you, continues on, you see. It's not, his prayer is not really divided into chapters. You see what I'm saying? He's continuing on from chapter 1. And you hath he quickened, or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together, or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of worse works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ ye, who were sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Glory to God. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, between these two people. Glory to God. The ones without covenant of promise and the ones with the covenant of promise. He broke it all down. Praise God. Oh, I'm not supposed to be commenting here. Anyway, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself one, make of himself, in himself of twain or two, one new man, so making peace, praise God, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, that's us, and to them that were near. For through him we both have access to by one Spirit to the Father. Let me read that one again. Verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Glory to God. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fully fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple to the Lord. Glory. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Praise God. And we're going to stop right there. And that's in verse 22 where we're stopping there. But you can see that there's much deep things that we need to discuss on this part here in these scriptures. Much great truth in here, man. Big, big stuff to get your mind and get a revelation of. You really are going to have to get a revelation of these things. And what I mean by that is it's got to have be revealed to you about the truth of these things, because it's so enormous. So in other words, you have to have kind of an eye opening, I guess you could say, something to happen to just sort of bring you into an understanding, an awakening to these things, you see, and get a hold of it and be revealed to you. So, I believe that I got a hold of that. Well, it's going to take you some to get a hold of some of these things. And some of these things, my goodness, you just get a hold of partially, but the partial bit that you get a hold of is huge. Okay. Amen. But it's still all of ours. It belongs to us. That's the amazing thing about it. It belongs to us. All this belongs to us because of what Jesus has done and what he has done to bring us into this place with him and made us one with him and with the Father. And we read there in John chapter 17 how that this was the plan of God. This was the desire of Father all along, and this was the desire of the Lord. All he prayed, he said, I pray, Father, that you make us one. Even that same oneness that you and I enjoyed. Now, Jesus telling the Father that same oneness that he and the Father enjoyed before the world even existed, that same oneness, he wants us to be part of that. And he prayed that would happen in us, that we would be one with him and one with the Father. And it happened. He did it. He did it. He made it happen, just like he said. And it was completed and is completed, and it's up to you and me to walk in it and to find out about it and to live in it, because the world's not going to tell you about all this. They're not going to tell you these things, these wonderful things that belong to you and that are born in you as a child of God. Now, it's born in you, and it's part of who you are and what you are and what you have with the Lord now, with the Father. It's what you have now. Praise God. Well, let's go back up here to chapter 1, and let's look at this prayer here that Paul is preaching about our oneness with the Lord and the things that we have and it's been given to us. Praise God. In verse 17, he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and knowledge of him. Now, there's another verse that speaks about Jesus has been made unto us wisdom and revelation. Amen. Yes, he has. He's been made unto us wisdom. So when you get a hold of Jesus, he's been made unto you. You receive wisdom just when you receive him. You receive that wisdom about receiving. See, because when you receive Jesus, you receive everything that He is, everything that. And it's very difficult for us to get our minds wrapped around about that fact, the fact that when we receive Him, we receive all that He is. Well, we received the healer. We've received the one that loves us, that gave Himself for us. I mean, and everything that He is, He is to us and wants to reveal Himself to us the more that we go along. So He is wisdom to us. Amen. That the Father will reveal to us what we have here. He said, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. My goodness sakes. Do we need wisdom and revelation about that? About the knowledge of Him and understanding and knowing what we got here, what we've got here, what He has made us. The thing that's happened within us has been huge. It's been huge. Amen. The eyes of our understanding, verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding. What does that mean? That's speaking basically of growth here. Being able to grow into understanding of what the Lord has done in us. Being the eyes of our understanding. In other words, we've got to get our minds wrapped around it. We've got to see it. We've got to see it. In our mind's eye, we've got to see these things and understand these things. Well, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, just listening to me today on this seminar and hearing me talk about these things, it's going to take more than that. It's going to take a dedication on your part. It's going to take a real desire in your heart to delve into these things that we're talking about here. I'm talking about meditating in this truth now. So many people are looking at so many different things and thinking about a lot of different things that's not really going to help them. It's not really going to make a big difference in their life. This is going to make a big difference in your life right here. We were talking about three things in a box, and those things, doing those things, are going to bring you into a different understanding with the Lord. Some of you maybe just tuned in today. You don't have any idea what I'm talking about there. But in seminars past, we were talking about three things in the box, which I don't have time to get into today. But if you're really serious about coming into an understanding with the Lord and finding out what you have and the kind of relationship that He wants to have with you and what He wants to do with you and I mean with you in this life, you know, actually work with you in this life. And He wants to do those things and help you and bring you into His perfect will in your life. And the way He does that is the way you walk in His perfect will is hearing from Him and hearing how He wants to do something. And so, man, if that's the best way to do something, Lord, I want to know about it. I want to know if that's, you want me to do that apart from, you know, like, so, well, I've got my way of doing things. Well, He's got His way. I want to find out what His way of doing things is, because I know it's better than mine. Well, it is. It just is. I mean, the times that I went my own way, didn't go His way, didn't turn out as good as I found out later that it would have been if I'd have went His way. Right. Well, I get smart about that. Well, listen, I'm going to quit doing that stuff and start listening and doing things His way. And boy, it's going to turn out right for you. It's going to turn out the way it's supposed to turn out. And that's how you walk in His best. And that's how you walk in His perfect will, is by yielding, just doing those three things in the box and being that. Well, a lot of folks just aren't willing to do that. They just aren't willing to do that at all. They're not wanting to yield. We know the box of one meant yield. They're not willing to yield their life. They're not willing to yield their... They just want to do things their way. They just want to be stubborn about it. Well, you're not going to find out Jesus's way. You're not going to find out this wonderful will that He has for you until you come with sincerity and you're willing to yield your life to Him. Amen. Well, praise God. And we're talking about here that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. Well, how are they going to get enlightened? Well, it's going to come through a desire in your heart. It's going to come from God enlightening you because you want to be enlightened. Now, he's not going to push his way on you. We talked about the way he is, the kind of person he is. He's not a pushy person. He don't just push his will on you. He ain't going to do it. He won't do it. He's not a pushy. He's a very kind, very gentle, very considerate. He's very considerate now about your will now, about what you want to do. Now, if you're going away that in your will that is apart from what he wants to do, now he wants to let you know that, you know, that you're heading in the wrong direction, you know. But if you're just headstrong about it, you're not going to listen. You're not listening to what he has to say. Well, what is he going to do? He's just going to let you go. That's what he's going to do. He's going to let you do what you want to do. That's what he's going to do. Why? Because he respects your will. That's why. And we talked about a lot of these things in seminars past about your will and how important it is. And it's how it rules your being. And it's the most important thing in your soul. And we talked about that. But how are you going to get enlightened if you in your will do not want to be enlightened? Well, you know, it's all about what you want, really. How much do you want to know about the Lord, you know? Look here, he says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Well, how are you going to know that? How are you going to find out about that? Three things in a box, man. Three things in a box is how you going to know about some of these things, about how you going to find out about some of these things, about how how you going to be revealed. The truth of things are going to be revealed to you. That's how it's going to come. Amen. Praise God. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Look at that. The glory, what is the riches of it? My goodness sakes. Now we talk about the hope of his calling or the expectation of his calling. My goodness sakes. These things are huge now to get your mind wrapped around, to see. You need to see them inside of yourself. You need to see these things. Well, a lot of people just not willing to go there, to find out. Man, you want to listen, believer, you want to find out what he's got for you now. Yeah, and you want to find out what his perfect will is for you. You want to find out those things that he has done for you and how he's created and in you and want it to function in. Amen. Well, we're talking about these things right here. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what the expectation of his calling is and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in his sake. Look at these truths here. This is where God's riches is found, is in the inheritance that's in the saints. Oh boy, there's a revelation. Amen. God thinks his riches, God says his riches is in you. He's put them in you. Glory to God. Think about that. Wow. I tell you what, just to begin to open some of these things up a little bit, you can see the possibilities. I mean, you have to realize the possibilities that we're talking about here. The vastness, the unlimitedness of it all. The more you think about it, the more you dwell upon it, the more you meditate on it. See, that's what you need to do. You got to meditate in these verses. Not just today while we're on the seminar. Praise God, we get to look at them today on the seminar. But when we're off the seminar, when you're thinking, just spending time thinking about these things and realizing what you have. Now, what's been created into you and what's been put into you, this oneness that you have with Jesus, this oneness that you have with the Lord now, praise God. Big, it's powerful. Amen. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope or the expectation of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. This is these things is what we need to understand and have the eyes of our understanding enlightened. Amen. Praise God. And he goes on to say, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. We got to get our minds wrapped around these things now. We've got to understand who we are. We've got to understand and I come to the end. Here we are at the end part of 2023 of Know Thyself. And I still feel like I'm scratching the surface as I read these things. As we went through all of these places and went through all of these scriptures and spent time going with the Spirit of God, and we moved around and went here and went there and did what the Lord said to do, and how we and what came out in the time of everything, and how many times it may have came out, and all of those other things, all because of the Spirit of God has directed me to do that. Amen. And we see here that, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? My goodness, do we realize what kind of power we're working with here? The greatness of his power to us who believe, but through faith. Do we realize what takes place? I don't think we do like we ought to. Well, we've got to meditate in these. You know, we got to think about these and let the Lord reveal these things to us and make them real to us to where we understand it as reality, as our reality. That's what this meditation's all about. Man, I am running out of time quickly here. I don't see how we're going to get much further here. But look at this verse 19 just one more time. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Now understand this, his power is unlimited. His power is unlimited. So what you're looking at may not be, it may look great to you, but in his eyes, it's not. And he can change it. He can fix it. Praise God. And so here we are in the last few minutes of this year of 2023, and I'm looking at you, and my prayer for you is the same as when I started out, that you would get a hold of this relationship with the Lord to bring you into his best and his perfect will for your life. And that's what we're endeavoring to do on this seminar and on this series. And as we talk about these great verses, we didn't get very far in our delving into these very deeply as we're going to, but we'll be back, and we're going to come back here, and we'll be going to some other places as the Lord directs us and takes us into 2024 with the 2024 edition of Know Thyself series that we're going to do. And so I hope you'll join me back there on 2024 on March the 2nd. And come back and see us. And boy, we're looking forward to that. I hope that you'll be changed and you're coming into a greater understanding with the Lord. And I'm going to be changed. I'm looking forward to be changed. I want to be changed every day and walk in his perfect will in my life. I want to know his best. I want to know what he wants to do. I want to hear his thoughts. I want to know what direction every day, every minute, the way he wants me to go. I want to know it. I want to do it. And I want to see it. And so I need to spend time in these verses just like you do. And I need to look at it, what we've got, and to think about all that he has done in us. And boy, it just changes it. It makes us understand what we have a hold of here in order to help somebody else that may be struggling and don't know what's going on in their lives. And we can help them come in to know the Lord. And which is really the beginning of all the knowledge and beautiful, beautiful things that the Lord, that God has given us. We come into the knowledge of the Lord and understand him as our Lord and Savior. Praise God, and that's my prayer for you. So we're running out of time here. I'm probably going to get beeped. But that's okay. I just want you to know that before we go, that as we look forward to next year, and Yolanda and I are going to be doing some traveling, and we're going to do some we're going to be doing some international travel. So we appreciate your prayers for us, and whatever the Lord has planned for us, we're going to walk into it. We just want to walk into it and be part of it. So, man, it's exciting when you have your life yielded to the Lord and do whatever he wants to do it, however he wants to do it, when he wants to do it. It's exciting way. It's the exciting way to live. It's the best way to live, I believe, to come into that place with him. And that's my prayer for you, that you'll come into that thought to thought, mind to mind, place with the Lord, and that you would be able to enjoy what I've been enjoying also. So, that's my prayer for you. And so I'll see you next year. I don't know if we're going to be doing anything publicly here on the internet, but you know how to get in touch with me. Just go to kenfletcher.org and find out what's going on, or go to our YouTube channel, The Road of Faith Seminar. It's on the YouTube channel, or Facebook page, The Road of Faith Seminar on the Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, which is now called X. And so we're on X with all our goodies and everything. All our writings or everything on there is all on there on the Road of Faith Seminar there on X, or it used to be Twitter. So I hope to see you there. Hope that you'll join us again next year, March the 2nd, and looking forward to seeing you there. And until then, just always remember this now. As long as you live, I love you.